Only a tiny 8% of federal employees and managers say they're confident in their agency's ability to manage talent. That's according to a survey from Management Concepts. This is a big concern for managers who are now focusing on reshaping their workforces and reorganizing program offices under the president's executive order. And they're trying to work around a temporary hiring freeze. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
In an environment where your big human capital management tool is attrition, how do you make sure that you're taking care of your workforce, that you're growing the right people, that you're convincing the people you want to have stay to actually stay? So they talked a little bit about both recruiting talent and retaining talent, and thinking about while you're in this hiring pause, really getting after your talent management strategy. So you shouldn't just be sitting around sort of waiting for the next piece of guidance. You should be active and thinking about what your current management strategies are, what skills you're after. If you can't hire them, how do you train the workforce that you have? And how do you incentivize the people you want to have stay, those talented people who could maybe switch skills to do it? And I think we got some pretty interesting how-tos out of that, rotational assignments, internal talent development, mentoring, guidance, those sorts of things. So I thought it was really not only sort of conceptual, but some really specific tactics.
Right, and a lot of those programs and tactics that you just mentioned are things that wouldn't necessarily cost agencies too much money, especially given the fact that at the very least, I think they're going to be maybe seeing smaller budgets than they have in the past.
Right. And, you know, typically the first thing you hear when you're in a budget reduction cycle is, well, there goes travel and training, because those are things we can cut without having to cut personnel, and it still allows us to deliver our product. But I think what we heard here today is that's not enough, that as we go farther into the 21st century, we're going to be needing people with specific skills and talents that we're going to have to grow ourselves. And so thinking about how we do that with the skills and talent that we have, taking advantage of free or online opportunities, and then giving people experiences so that they can better focus their training and be in a better position to actually deliver value. I thought, though, that there was also really important emphasis that we're not talking just about the technical skills. And Bill Wiatrowski was great in talking about sort of what are the emerging technical skills. But there was also a really strong component in there about we have to teach people how to manage and lead in an austere environment. Because if we don't have good managers and leaders, we're not going to have a talent development program, and we're not going to be able to meet the objectives that we have.
And I've heard that issue before, the idea that someone who might be a good engineer or a good scientist might not necessarily be the best leader, the best person fit to manage people. And I think we saw that with some of the results of the survey a little bit. Wondering if there was a particular surprising point in some of those survey results.
I wouldn't say much of it surprised me. I've been looking at the employee viewpoint scores for a long time, and these are very consistent with what you see there. And so what I think we heard today from the panelists was where agencies have gotten serious about talent management, and not in a way that's just moving people from one job to another, but really growing a deep bench and really being intentional about their leader development training, that they've been able to overcome that. And I thought one of the comments about, you know, the best way to retain people is to make your organization a place where people want to stay, right? So that re-emphasizes the importance of the employee viewpoint survey results and what does an organization do with that, so that you can do the good management sorts of things that make it a good place to work. And when it's a good place to work, people want to stay there and they want to pursue opportunities to advance their skills.
For me, one thing that was interesting was that the confidence seems to be low in agencies' ability to manage that talent and then also to, reward top performers and then address poor performers. Wondering from your perspective, you know, how agencies might be able to kind of grow that confidence a little bit, especially right now.
Sure. I thought there was a great comment from the panel about we know what we're supposed to do. We've been saying what we're supposed to do. It's been the same thing for 20 years. Why aren't we doing it? And I think probably the greatest inflection point here is between agencies who punt the whole talent management thing to their HR staff and agencies where the leadership of the agency owns it. Right? If the leader of the agency owns it and infuses it through the entire leadership chain to work in partnership with HR, that's a whole different ballgame. And those organizations then get an energy around it. There's progress and people see it and it's self-reinforcing. If you just kick it to HR, those folks are well-intentioned, but they're overwhelmed. And their job is to bring people into the organization and manage benefits. It's not always to think about the talent structure of, and the growth of any particular individual. So it's got to be a marriage of both the technical piece of HR and how do we get the hiring process going and how do we write a better position description, along with a commitment on the part of the leadership of an agency to say, no, we're serious about this and we really are going to take the time to do the professional development that we need to do.
So do you think that, you know, some of the challenges that agencies are facing now, and this isn't necessarily new, they've been through budget cuts, they've been through attrition or hiring freezes before, but do you think that kind of addressing the point that you just brought up about we know what we need to do, now we just need to do it, do you think that these challenges are really kind of the starting point to get them to move and act?
Well, so are you asking if we're at a critical decision point, right? I think maybe so. I mean, you always feel like you've been around government long enough when you've seen the same cycle go around two or three times. So this is not the first time people have experienced a hiring freeze. But there is a sense that this one is different in the way that it may be tied to serious restructuring and some other sorts of innovation. So I think as people are sort of eyeing the landscape and trying to figure out what to do, that this really is a point where people are going, we are going to have to be serious. And I think there's this atmosphere as well of people don't want to come work for the federal government anymore. We haven't effectively argued that it's a cool place to work, and it doesn't matter what age you are, right? So there's this aspect of going, you know, we really have to think forward. And we have to make this an exciting place so that we can talk to people about why they should come to work for the federal government. We can recruit at all stages of the pipeline, and people can come to an organization that they feel like they're making a difference and they want to stay and they can grow. So I think you're right. There may be enough different pieces in the atmosphere now to say, we really do need to get serious about doing something, because if we don't, we're going to miss a tremendous opportunity and be in real trouble in the future.
Anything else you'd like to add or any other kind of takeaways that you might want to mention or anything you think we're missing here?
You know, when you're doing your workforce planning right now, be seriously thinking about things you don't have to do anymore. And can you clean up your organization so that it frees up the people that you need to put where the work really needs to be done? I thought that was an important piece, and that gets to your question about, is there something different about the moment right now? Agencies are being asked to develop restructure plans. So if you've got a hiring freeze and a restructure, being able to think critically about what is it I'm doing that maybe I'm not doing as efficiently as I could, or that I really don't need to do anymore, and can I repurpose the people in that space to be more productive so it's better for them and it's better for the agency.
That's Terry Girton, president of the National Academy of Public Administration, speaking with Nicole Agresco. Find Nicole's and all of our ongoing federal employment coverage at federalnewsradio.com.